when I hear people saying, when it's out of season, oh, they got some crayfish and they're going to do a little crayfish braai. Or I hear people saying, we got some pelamun, we got some abalone. This is something that I feel like doing.
Stop that!
And then I think, what's going on here? Abalone is this supposed to be this illicit product which is sold on the black market. It funds triads and organized crimes. And we came across an ad on Facebook for legal cultivated pelamun. It's a delicacy on coastal areas here in South Africa. I've had it maybe once or twice in my life. It was prepared very, very well. But we've came across a company called Pearly's, and they want to introduce cultivated abalone to supermarkets, to fish stores, to cultivate a local palate. Of course, it's a local palate because they live by the sea, but a local palate for ethically and legally cultivated abalone. Grant Wood is the operations manager at Pearly's Cape Town. Good morning, Grant. How are you doing?
Hi, morning, Lester. Well, thanks, and you?
It's, of course, a very, very regular response when people think pelamun. They must think, the illicit economy. Where are you getting this from?
Sure. And we get it all the time. People, especially on our Facebook marketplace, people asking all sorts of interesting questions about where we get it from and how can we have it and why don't it get thrown back in the sea and so on. So, yes, it is legal. It's legal to consume. It is farmed or cultivated baby abalone or undersized abalone. And one of the reasons or one of the ways in which we can ensure that it remains legal is to trace it from literally from farm to fork. So we keep a record of every single gram we sell, who bought it, what their contact details are, so that we can prove to the departments that we're offering full traceability.
It is a coastal product. It's still seen as a delicacy. Are you trying to introduce this into more mainstream markets by saying these are ethically sourced, cultivated abalone that we can trace from the water to your plate, and in a way almost making it less illicit, trying to decrease the power of the illicit market by saying if we cultivate it, if we can track and trace it and provide a mainstream market for it, then we actually bring down the illicitness of poached abalone and pelamun.
You're 100% right, Lester, yes. Our mission has been to try and get abalone back onto the plates of ordinary South Africans, people like us who grew up with abalone, up until, probably 15, 20 years ago when it was, we could go and dive and enjoy it. And we want everybody to experience the taste and the health benefits of abalone, although probably on a much smaller scale than what you imagine, because there are limitations to how much we can get.
The best abalone I've ever had was fresh from the sea. I won't detail the manner in which it was obtained. I plead the fifth. But fresh abalone, it was lightly breaded, fried in a pan, between two slices of fresh bread. And that was, for me, absolutely delicious. And some people here on the WhatsApp lines saying that, but they don't like the taste of abalone. What is it in our palates that we need to maybe train again?
You know, Lester, it's so different from any other seafood you might encounter. I mean, we all know the taste of prawns and crayfish and oysters and things. Abalone is completely unique. It's got an incredibly high nutritional profile. It's very high in good quality proteins and vitamins and all sorts of good things, and it has a very unique taste. It has a very unique texture. Some people love it. Some people It's a bit like the earwax thing. They shy away from it. Yeah,
it tastes a bit better than earwax. I can assure you. So how has sales been going? Are people attracted, or they coming to you, or they asking out of pure inquisitiveness about cultivated abalone?
Yeah, Lester, it's interesting. Our markets, we've discovered, because we've sold about a ton of abalone so far, in you know, from our small micro enterprise. And we found that the profile of people are usually older people, in other words, people who remember it and who want to re-experience it. But we're finding more and more younger people who are aware of it from their, you know, from their omas and their opas, and who are dying to try it out. And we have a lot of trial orders. So, you know, like a small little packet. Mm-hmm. And then invariably we see them back again in a couple of weeks or a month or two. So, yeah, interesting profile of people eating abalone.
Well, it's very, very interesting. Grant Wood, he is the operations manager of a company called Pearly's Cape Town. They cultivate and grow abalone. Wanted to reintroduce it to the mainstream market. What's your thoughts about that? Maybe it can do something in decreasing the power of the illicit market by tracking and tracing abalone from the water to our plates. Your thoughts on that? 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.